Hello and welcome. You are now listening to the Child Development Chronicles, a podcast run by Professor Anselmi at Trinity College that answers questions that parents might have about their child's development. The characters in this podcast are fictional, but all the information provided is based on extensive research completed by Trinity College students in the Child Development 295 class. This specific session will cover the topic of divorce. I, Dr. Jadovich, a professional therapist, am joined by Ms. Pedro.
Hello.
A preschool teacher who has experience working with students whose parents have gone through divorce. And Ms. Jasmine.
Hello.
A recent divorcee with a preschool-aged son, William. Ms. Jasmine has recently expressed concerns regarding her child's development and performance in school following Ms. Jasmine's recent divorce. In this discussion today, we will try to address her concerns. Ms. Jasmine, would you be able to give us some further context of your situation and your concerns?
Yes. So my former husband and I recently divorced about 3 months ago. We were very worried about telling William that we were going to separate, and now I fear that we did not give him enough time to prepare for this new change in our lives. While we have joint custody, William spends the majority of his time in my care. I believe that this arrangement has impacted him negatively. He often shares with me that he wishes he could spend more time with his father. He seems very angry with me, and I am just not sure how to handle this change in his behavior. On the days that he doesn't get to spend time with his father, I have noticed an increase in temper tantrums. He has always been an easygoing child, so this raised a concern. I knew I needed to seek professional help when William's teacher reached out and shared her concerns of him acting up at school and even disrupting the classroom. His changing behavior has both me and his teacher very worried. I feel that this anger stems from his frustration with me. Do either of you have any thoughts on this?
You know, what you're experiencing with William is very common. It sounds like he's having trouble expressing his emotions, and therefore he's acting out.
And I would just like to add that in my years of experience as a preschool teacher, I have seen several cases such as the one that you, Ms. Jasmine, just described concerning your son William. There are various resources that parents can use to help William. I will be happy to provide information regarding how schools can support children going through family changes like William. So please, don't think that this is a permanent and unresolvable problem.
Do either of you have any suggestions on steps I can take to improve my relationship with William?
There are definitely some measures you can take to make sure that you and your son maintain a healthy relationship. He may be confused by the new reality of you two living apart, which may make him feel like he is losing connection with each of you. You should make sure that you and your former husband continue to play an active role in his life and are available to listen to what he is feeling, given the drastic change he is adjusting to.
I have read a few parenting blogs on the topic of mothers going through divorce and experiencing challenging behaviors from their son. From what I have read, it seems that there is a difference in how boys and girls express their emotions in dealing with the new situation. Is this true?
Yes, absolutely. Researchers have found that boys and girls may respond differently to divorce due to biological and hormonal differences. Boys tend to hold in their feelings, while girls might be more ready to talk about emotions even at this age. This may result in more severe temper tantrums for boys than girls because of this suppressed anger and frustration. Additionally, antisocial behaviors, impulsive disorders, aggression, and anxiety are more severe and enduring for boys than girls.
I will definitely keep this information in mind. I did not realize that my divorce would affect his behavior as much as it has. Do you have any advice on how my former husband and I can help him better adjust to this new family arrangement and try to alleviate some of the stress that he seems to be experiencing?
Well, William can have a better transition if you and your former husband practice co-parenting, which is when two parents share the responsibility of raising a child even if the parents are no longer together. If done effectively, a strong co-parent relationship will ease much of the stress that William is experiencing. Co-parenting teaches parents to communicate effectively and to be respectful, supportive, and willing to negotiate with each other. In addition, there are several techniques and strategies you can use to help William cope with this stressful period. One example is the utilization of therapeutic interventions, which allow children of William's age to begin to understand and verbalize the feelings they have about their parents' divorce. School-based intervention programs are another option that Ms. Pedro might be able to elaborate on later.
Well, as the divorce is still recent, William's father and I are still working through communication obstacles as well as shared responsibilities. As of now, William spends most of his time with me. His father has him every other weekend and sees him one day during the week. Perhaps it would be beneficial for William if he saw his father more often. I had not considered therapy for William, but I can see now that some sort of intervention may be helpful. Ms. Pedro, might you know of any programs that are specifically designed for preschool-age children?
Certainly. More and more preschools across the nation are developing programs for children who are facing changes in their homes. This is because professionals have recognized the need for children who might be experiencing changing dynamics at home, whether it be a divorce, death of a family member, and so on, to have a safe space where they can learn how to regulate their emotions outside of school hours. Most preschools have weekend workshops for parents and their children over the course of 5 months. This type of program has sessions that focus on topics that center around the role of the parent, and the lessons are strategically incorporated so that skills are learned while children are under the impression that the sessions are fun days for games and activities.
That sounds like a fantastic program. I had not considered a program that involves all three of us, but I can actually think something like this could help us immensely. It sounds as if it would require a lot of work, but I think this would be a great way to encourage communication between William's father and I. I'm sure he would be willing to consider this workshop.
Having seen these types of programs run over the years, I have realized that in the case of divorce, there's a particular need for both parents to be present. This goes along with the importance of a co-parenting relationship, as Dr. Jadovich mentioned earlier, and families that I have worked with in the past have found involvement in both the school and co-parenting programs very helpful, as the two programs work in concert with each other. Therefore, I recommend that you and your former husband consider doing both programs.
Well, I hope this conversation has been helpful in not only answering your questions about the effect of your recent divorce on William's development, but also in providing you with some resources on how to respond to conflicts you may encounter. As you have already been reading blogs on the topic of divorce, I also recommend utilizing other resources, such as websites and literature for both you and William. Children's books can serve as a great tool to help young children understand what divorce means. For example, the book My Family's Changing was written to help young children talk about their parents' divorce. Many of my clients' children have benefited from this book.
This discussion has been very helpful. I will certainly continue to read blogs on other parents who are going through the divorce with young children, and will also look into purchasing that specific children's book for William. You both have given me a lot of information to consider. I will discuss all that I have learned today with William's father, and we will come up with a plan on how to move forward and help William as best we can.